Hey, everybody, welcome to another edition of Cold Case Murder Mini. I'm your host, Ryan Krause, taking you on a tour of my twisted mind once again. So, today I want to pose a question to Jim Clemente regarding his analysis of the JonBenet Ramsey case last fall in a nationally televised event. I happen to agree with his assessment that Burke Ramsey is the perpetrator of this crime, and that his parents covered it up in the aftermath. However, Jim established that he believed Burke's voice was not only present at the end of the 911 tape, but that his words were in the form of a question, which was, "What did you find?" Of course, you just heard the emphasis placed on the word did, and that's essentially what we need to talk about here. You see, this evidence was presented to us in a fashion that suggested it was proof Burke was awake at the time of the 911 call, and therefore his parents lied. So, we're led to assume they had reason to lie for Burke, and it's easy to understand why. I'm totally on board with this, except for one thing. If the conclusion is that Burke committed the murder, then the one action we must take in proceeding with this assumption is to analyze the nature of what Burke said on the call. So, if he actually asks his parents, "What did you find?" as proposed, then it's a fact he knows two things for sure at this point. One, he's aware his parents have conducted a search. This means he didn't awaken due to his mother's frantic 911 call. And two, Burke doesn't know his sister is dead. Then we have to look at the manner in which he uses did. If you place a hard emphasis on did, what you're doing is asking the recipient of the information to exclude that which was not found because it isn't important. And you would do this in a situation where you knew they couldn't find the prize needle in the haystack, but you still wondered if they found any clues at all. So what we learn from this is that whatever Burke's parents were searching for, it must have been important. And if a 911 call reporting their daughter missing followed just after, in Burke's presence, at which time he asked what his parents found, then he's innocent. Plain and simple. Unless you believe it was intentional that Patsy didn't hang up. But there's really no reason to consider that. So, how do we reconcile a mountain of circumstantial evidence that suggests Burke is the killer, supported by the wording in the grand jury indictments, which named both parents as someone who assisted the actual perpetrator, with the analysis of the back end of a 911 call that supports Burke's innocence to a great extent, even in the face of his parents' obvious lies? The answer is we can't. Unless somebody can establish another context for Burke's question of, "What did you find?" then we've reached a fork in the road where the one path that leads to a dead end isn't marked. Either he didn't say those words on the call, or he's innocent. But nobody's talking about this. Because it's difficult. It's confusing. It's easier to say what we think and assume we'll never know what really happened. But I believe we will. I think this case is going to be solved one day. And I think it will be on the back of millions of people who never let JonBenet's memory die. Because somewhere in the darkness lies a monster. His eyes beaming into the light of everything that's good in our world. The reflections of his secrets present in the glare. Yet, whether it's Burke Ramsey, or even a predator who preyed upon JonBenet during the night, he's still out there. But more importantly, so is the truth.